This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are likely headed back to the state capitol much earlier than expected for a special legislative session on property taxes later this summer. CPR's Bennett Berkland has more.
Lawmakers are hoping to strike a deal with backers of two ballot initiatives that would substantially cut property taxes and create a new system to cap property tax revenues across the state. The deal would involve finding smaller property tax cuts through a bill at the statehouse. Democratic Senator Chris Hansen is a lead negotiator.
We are crafting a deal to try to avoid the risks of very dangerous and very damaging ballot initiatives.
A host of groups have said if the initiatives pass, they would devastate funding for local governments, including K-12 schools and public safety. Hansen says a major sticking point is to make sure any deal would be long-term, so lawmakers won't be right back at the negotiating table next year, faced with a similar set of tax cut initiatives. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new poll from the Colorado Health Foundation finds the cost of health care, drug overdoses, and mental health are still among top challenges for Coloradans. But housing, the cost of living, and homelessness weigh more on people's minds. 68% said the cost of health care is a serious problem. Researchers asked the questions of more than 2,400 Coloradans earlier this year. For those who faced mental health strain, more than 4 out of 10 reported postponing mental health care in the last year, an increase from the previous year. In Colorado Springs, a controversial annexation proposal known as Amara narrowly failed to get final approval from the city council Tuesday. After hours of public comment and discussion, the council voted 5-4 against the proposed addition of about 3,200 acres of land southeast of the city. This is CPR News and KRCC.